Good evening, and we have a very special episode tonight. We are going to merge these two and have an unstoppable teen talk with Faith. Everybody's been reaching out, asking how she's doing and giving updates. And so we decided that we would just come on for a couple of minutes so everybody could talk to her and hear what she has to say. Hello, my beautiful, sweet, precious miracle.
Hello, Mom, and everyone.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How about you?
I need to say to you how proud your dad and I are of you because you are a rock star and everybody tells you that on a daily basis, that your strength is something that can't even be measured and you're amazing. And when the odds are against you, you kick them out of the way and show everybody how wrong they were. And for that, your dad and I just again want to thank you because you never gave up your fight.
Okay, I said when there's a fight, I go through it like there's no tomorrow.
That's right. So you've had a really kind of rough start to 2024.
Who's that album?
So you've had a really rough start to 2024. You told me to say that again.
Hi, very funny.
Well, before Christmas, we ended up in the ICU for 5 weeks, and we did get to spend Christmas as a family, but not where we wanted to. We were in the hospital, and you had a bunch of procedures and some really scary moments. And then, not that long ago, we went to a different hospital and you had an all-day surgery. And then you scared the pajibes out of Dad and I by having some moments. And then here you are now. And I would love to say that you did amazing today. We had our first post-op appointment today, and she absolutely rocked it. And for everybody who has asked about her, they are amazing, and we thank you so much. Anything you want to say? I know you want to be pretty vague about certain things, which I respect, and we will do.
I am glad that I am going
Everybody's glad. Now, I have had some people ask me, why is it you didn't postpone your interview with Abigail?
to. Okay, even though I know that I'm hurting, I knew that I have to help people out.
And she's pretty amazing, right? She was so nice and sweet. So your dad's in the corner asleep, so pretty soon we'll have a background noise of some snoring. So there's no train here. If anybody's listening, it's Michael taking a nap.
As always.
So, can we talk about, from your point of view, because I know it helps so many people, how do you keep so positive about all of this?
I appreciate what life gave me. All the good things.
Okay, like what good things?
My family, my passing anyone at all.
And you have found a new amazing talent you have. What is that?
Photography.
The work is brilliant. You have this eye for things that I don't even know how or where, and it's fantastic. But I have so many families that I get to talk with, and so many of our listeners can't understand how you always have such a positive outlook when you've been through as much as you have, and you always just push through it, and you come out even stronger if that's at all possible. How do you have such a great outlook and never just want to just get mad at everyone in the world?
Oh, trust me, I had that moment when I really want to. But then I remember one thing that I learned.
What is that?
Life has a continuum. On one side, hold back. On the other, it's all good. But keep yourself focused on the good side and just see what happens.
But when you get nervous or scared, how do you handle that anxiety? Because it's got to have moments where you.
I use my breathing clip.
What breathing trick is that? Will you share it?
Where I breathe in for 4 seconds, focus for 7 seconds, and then breathe out for 8 seconds.
What has been some things that have really helped you get through all this?
My family.
Anything in particular?
My mom.
And how about your beautiful service dogs?
That's one.
Well, you have three.
Any on the inside of the house or outside?
Both.
Honestly, the clinic are incredible. But outside the house, one in peculiar is a little bit of a climate. I will admit that.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, you have seen everyone.
Yeah. But on the moments for other people who are listening, who might be having to go through their very first surgery or their 10th surgery. And to me, I've always said that it doesn't matter whether it's your first or your 10th, it's still scary. How is it you have maintained such an amazing positive outlook? You even tell people, thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Michael woke up.
Oh,
And we told everybody it wasn't a freight train.
yeah. Was I snoring?
Yes.
Hi, y'all.
But how is it that you keep so nice? Now, I do need to tell people that, everybody thinks that Faith is just this sweet, be quiet, Michael, is just this sweet, loving, adorable young lady who doesn't have that edgy side to her. But I'm here to tell you that she absolutely does. For instance, without being sp very specific, she had a like an IV in, and they told her they were done with it and they could take it out. And she was so happy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking it out. And then a few hours later, they came in and told her they needed to put another one back. And she was like, please, no, please. And she was so polite, and I was so proud, mommy moment, that even in this moment, she was using her manners. And then the nurse was like, sorry, kiddo, we've got to. And then the sweet, lovable young lady everybody knows so well, I don't really know. She kind of tucked herself in for a moment because the nurse
Well, I'm
told,
gonna say I let that little bit of a level fly out.
and the nurse told you that you needed to be still, and you basically told her to, you could say it. Wow, did you hear what she
Wow.
just
Just
said?
I just said it.
Okay, but you didn't say that to her. You told her to shove it in her ass.
I don't remember hearing that. No, I don't remember
No,
hearing
you
that.
did drop quite a few F-bombs while you were there.
And I had something go on my nose, okay?
Yeah, you even told a doctor you couldn't believe that somebody gave him a kid. That was kind of funny.
It was that good, that far, and the whole first one.
Yes, and he even said, we're going to be friends. And you said, what?
Not in this lifetime.
Yeah, you said, don't count on it. But the one that I thought was really funny is when he said, hey, let me look at your tummy. I'm the one who created it. You remember what you said? You said, no, you didn't, you idiot. My mom did. And of course, you know how Michael and Faith have their pr everyday pranks on each other. They even pranked each other after both hospital stays. And it was just them doing what they do best. But I know that you're sore and tired because you had a very long day that we started at like 5 this morning and we didn't get home till after lunch. But I just want to take a moment and let everybody hear how you're doing. And that we still have some stuff ahead coming up, but you are so much better than you were even a few weeks ago. Do you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree.
Did you want to mention that we're thinking of doing some kind of special camp, in the summer for teens. Did you want to mention that?
No.
Yeah, you and Logan talked about doing a podcasting camp for teens.
Oh, I forgot on that.
That's all right. That's all right. So, anything else you want to say?
Then I'll go back to my household console.
Anything you want to say to Daddy over there?
Thank you have come on you, maybe you ask me.
You're an amateur.
Oh, really? Well, I do have anything to say about it. You're the end-okay one. I'm the one that comes up with creative proposals.
People love y'all's banter.
Listen.
Who will have more little than?
They love the banter between the two of you. It's
Well, wait until you see the full glass.
How
What
did
will
you
we look
feel about
like?
him doing your room different when you came home? Not this time, but the last time.
The
Yeah.
and okay,
He redid her entire room in hot pink, and she hates the color pink.
well, I hate to call it hot pink. Ugh.
And
No offense to those who like it.
right, but it's not everybody's cup of tea. And then he blew up all these balloons all over the ground. Do you remember what you said? Well, he finally put all of his good hot air to use. And he even changed the bedspread to Barbie. And you walked in and you looked at him. It's one time I wish I had videoed this. And you looked at him and said, "You had 5 weeks and this is all you came up with? Amateur." It was priceless. It was absolutely priceless. But the people who do know what you did to him before we left have said, hands down, that Faith won that round of pranking because her prank to you, Michael, hands down, was found to be much better when you pulled the train, the prank that we weren't being discharged. And you had all the nurses, including the charge nurse, involved.
You have to admit that I could have let you go with that one.
Yep, you got me.
Like I said, I am not going to let you go with this one. If I'm going to try to figure out which one to do it.
Why do you think y'all love pranking each other?
Because it's fun and I love seeing him cut more at it.
Dad, why do you think it's y'all prank each other
This
like
is
that?
y'all's podcast. I'm out of it.
I
Hey,
also
you just brought the freight train.
love what's going on here last night. It's funny. And he knows that I always have the last word when I got on his last night.
You always have the last word.
When I got on his last night, yes. All okay if we think of a white word and we are clearly along the way.
So tell your listeners and your fan base out there, do you think it's a good idea to prank your parents?
Include him.
On what?
If your parents are either really, really good pranksters, like my mom, or they don't like pranks and I'll get really mad.
Well, it also has to depend on, I would think, your relationship you have with your parents. And if they're super cool parents, then I think that makes it even more of a fun and situation because you get to prank them and have more. Where are you going? Where are you going? I'm gonna wrap this up because I think Faith needs to go see what Dad's doing. He has that look on his face. It's a little concerning.
What's new now?
I don't rightly know. So you want to tell everybody you'll talk to him again soon?
We'll talk to you on the next podcast we have.
Everybody's been
Hopefully,
asking about you and praying for you.
with Logan this time.
And everybody's been praying for you.
Oh, and please, everyone, can you thank my little brother? Hey, he got a little bit of skin this and I want him to get better.
Now you have to explain, Logan isn't your like biological brother, but y'all have become like brother and sister.
He's basically my best friend. He's become a little, like a little brother.
That's so sweet.
Hey, I play that.
I know you do.
Like, for example, on one of the games we play, a girl was going to get all my real anime out from her head, and my little brother got on her real end, and then that girl got to get on his, and then I let loose on her. Like I said, me and him got a complete, like, file a report against her. I feel it that fast.
Well,
Yeah.
it happened. All right, tell everybody to stay tuned and listen out for your next teen talk.
Until then, I know. I was listening.